Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi Aleph, as we start Perek HaMatznia, the 10th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Just one ha'ara on the end of the discussion yesterday. We spoke about giving grasshoppers to a child, live grasshoppers, dead grasshoppers, in terms of their playing with them and the chashash of eating them. There is a halacha, the Ramah quotes the Rambam, and the Mefarshim on the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, as we know, quotes that Chayas and Behemoth and Ophos all need Shechita in order to be kosher, in order to eat. The Rambam, though, quotes, based on the Gemara, Dagim v'chagavim einan tzrichin Shechita. Fish and grasshoppers do not need to be shechted. Ela asifasan hi hamaterasosan. Gathering them, that itself is matu them. I take the fish out of the water, that's it. It's mutter. I don't have to do anything to the fish. As long as it's a kosher fish. Harehu omer. Hatzon ubakar yishachet lahem umatzah lahem. Im is called to geha yami yaseh lahem umatzah lahem. Pasuk in Bamidbar. Asifas, and we darshin, because the pasuk says, yishachet and ye asif, in the same pasuk, by tzon ubakar and by dagim. Asifas dagim kishchitas bakar vatzon. Ubachagavim nomar, and also by chagavim. It says in Navi, osef hachasio ba'asifa levada. So again, it says asifa, the verb asifa, by fish and by grasshoppers. Lefichach, therefore, imesu me'alein betoch hamayim mutarin, even if they die in the water. It's okay, it's mutter, right? Because you still gather them from the water. Umutter la'ochlan chayim. Then the Rambam adds that last controversial line. It's mutter to eat them live. Mutter la'ochlan chayim. So what does that mean? So if you look in the Magen Mishnah here, he says, eat them alive? That's the Isra about the shaksu that came up on the end of yesterday's daf. How can you eat it alive? Eat a live grasshopper. It's hard to eat a live fish because right when you take it out of the water, you got to be pretty quick. But how is it, says the Magen Mishnah, Vim Tomar, V'yikim Mishnah about the shaksu, D'hachi Isa B'sof Perak Rebbe Akiva, right, yesterday's daf, that Rav Kana V'yosef Kamei D'Rav, and he was passing it by his mouth, and he says, how can you do that? It's about the shaksu. V'yesh L'taretz, Del Ein La'ochiach Mishu Shiba, maybe our Gemara that says, why do you put that near your mouth? It's Baltashaks. The Gemara says Baltashaks, so maybe it really means not kosher. Maybe that's what it means. She has to reread the Gemara to try to say somehow that it's not about the shaksu. But that is what the Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that we paskin that one is not allowed to eat a live grasshopper because of the isra about the shaksu, even if it's kosher. And even though it doesn't eat shechita, still to eat a live one is not appropriate. The Rambam is being lafuke. The Rambam here is going against the shita that's quoted in the name of Rav Saad Yagon. Right, it's not clear because there are different contradictory maimers of the name of Rav Saad Yagon. There's different scholarship to know exactly whether this was actually Rav Saad Yagon or Rav Saad Yagon was against the Shita. But either way, the Shita that's quoted here in the Kesef Mishnah from Rav Saad Yagon is that the fish, if the fish die in water, they're asur. They're asur. Asifasan has to be the Shita of the fish. If the fish just dies in the water, then it's not kosher. We don't paskin that way. But that is Udalok Rabbeinu Sadia to Amar Mesim Asurim. That is what the Kesef Mishnah quotes. That's what the Rambam is coming to exclude in his Lashon of Imesu Me'alein B'toch HaMayim Mu Tarin. That is the Hosafa of Baltashaksu. We mentioned in the past the Ritvin, Maseches Makos, has two deis, whether the Isra Baltashaksu is really an Isra Daraisa or an Isra Darabanan. Baltashaksu applies also not just by being involved in disgusting things, eating disgusting things, but also when one has to go to the bathroom and one does not allow themselves to go to the bathroom. That's also a violation of Baltashaksu. An important issue that came up at the end of yesterday's daf. Okay, now we continue the new Perek HaMatznia. So again, this parak discusses more the issues and the malacha of hotza'ah, not as much as we've had the last couple of prakim, lists and different items, what the shiurim are, but we have general rules and regulations of hotza'ah. That's what this parak mainly is about, getting into some general hilcha Shabbos sugyas, malacha shen svich legufa, and shinui, chaynosi es atzmo. A couple of general shas sugyas are going to come up through the malacha of hotza'ah. Good, says the Mishnah. Hamatznia, if somebody puts something away, though we've had in the past couple of prakim different minimum shiurim for different items. What if somebody is interested in a very tiny amount? We mentioned you need enough wood in order to cook a beis akala. What if somebody wants to use a little piece of wood for something else? Their matznia, if they put it away in order to use it for something else, hamatznia lizera, you put it away for planting. See, one seed. I want to plant one seed. So I take one seed, I put it away in my closet. And then I carry it out. Ula dugma, or I put it away in order to show somebody. I want to make a deal, whatever it is. Ula refua, or for medicinal purposes. Vahotzio b'Shabbos, and I'm then motzi it on Shabbos, after having shown chashivus to this little item. So then, that's going to affect the Isra of Hotza'ah. Chayiv b'kol shehu. Then I'm chayiv even for a little amount. Why? Because all of those shiurim that we've spoken about the last couple of prakam are just for the general populace that has not shown any specific interest in a small item. This is the shiur, but if I showed a specific interest, so then I'm going to be chayiv even if it's a little bit. V'kol adam, but everybody else, ain't chayiv alav el kishiuro. Everybody else will only be chayiv for the shiur, even though this guy put it away because he's interested in a tiny amount, but everybody else would be chayiv only for the amount that normally is carried out. Chazar, or people that people are interested in. Chazar v'echniso, if this guy, after carrying out, he then brings it back, he brought it out from his house to the street, and now he's bringing it back from the street to his house, eino chayiv ala kishiro. You don't say that he's still interested in the smaller shear. He brought it out to plant. He brought it outside, but he decided not to plant it. So now he's bringing it back inside. Now he reverts back to the regular shear of the regular populace, and he would only be chayiv for the shear that most people carry out. But that's the chiddush of hamatznia. And if you look at the first two words in Rashi, why does this apply? To ha achshavei. Because he was machshiv this little amount, as we've had a number of times already in this pesachta. Once somebody is machshiv a certain small amount, that is good enough. We mentioned that's the Chacham Svi Svara for the Isra of Chatzi Shir. The fact that and that's why he says it's limited, if you remember, I think in Simen Pei Vav, it's limited to Isurei Achila in his view, which is against Rishonim that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. But he limited Chatzi Shir to Isurei Achila. Why? Because by Isurei Achila, once I eat half of something, I've been machshiv it. I've already showed that I think half of it is significant. If I've never done anything to a Chatzi Shir, for example, Ba'i Rabbi Yimatze, I have a half a kezayis of chametz in my house, I've never showed that significant to me. So why should that be Aser? Because of Chatzi Shir, Aser Menat Torah. That's his Chiddush, that it only applies to Isuri Achila, where I was Machshevit already in the first place. There is a little diuk that the question is, why is it true? If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel here, and the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos right here, just add in one word. Hamatznia, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Bachol. On a weekday. Rambam says, before Shabbos. The person was matzniya it before Shabbos and then carried it out on Shabbos. Is that for sure? What happens if I was matzniya it on Shabbos morning? I have something small and I decided Shabbos morning I'm going to use it for whatever, for another purpose. I put it away and then I carry it out later on. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel both emphasize that it had to be before Shabbos. So the Tosafos Chayim or Menachem Zemba suggests that maybe once Shabbos comes and I wasn't matzni it by then, so then it's nidche, it's already in the category of everybody else. You can't change a status on Shabbos. Similar to the Gemara that we had back in the third parak. The sugis of migudis katzoi, muksa is determined at bein hashvashos. You can't change something and make it not muksa once Shabbos starts. So to here, maybe for purposes of shiurin, Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos determines, and that is why matznia is dafka on weekday. Good. Says the Gemara.
So chazar v'chniso is dafka.
It could be that same Shabbos. But once I brought it out, that ended the chashivas time period. I no longer am using it for what I decided to use it for. That ended that I was machshivit, I'm going to do this, and I bring it out, and I didn't do that. So now it's over. So then, now I revert back to the original. So it can be that same Shabbos. Good. Says the Gemara, lamalei lemisni hamatznia. So why do I even have to say matznia? If I matznia a small item and then carry it out, listni amotzi lezara ledugma lefuah. Why can't I just say if I motzi the small amount? After all, why would you be motzi a small amount if you aren't interested in it? Chayav b'kol shehu. What if you have to? Why do you have to have the separate step of matznia and then hotzaa. Amar Abaya, hach b'maya skinan kagon shehitznio v'shachach lama hitznio. I brought it out, I was matznia it, and then I forgot. I was matznia to use for a small item, and I forgot why I was matznia it. Why did I want to use this again? V'ahashta, like we mentioned yesterday, shichchas haTorah. We don't only have shichchas haTorah in life, we have shichchas of other things too. Right, if, let's say I was a shocheach, why I was matznia it. V'ahashta kamafik leistama, and now, after I was matznia it for something, I just carry it out without thinking or remembering why I was originally matznia it. So I did an act of matznia, I gave it chashivas, I was machshivit, but then I forgot. Then I forgot why. And then I carry it out. Kamafik leistama. So there, says the Gemara, mahu detema batuli batle machshava. So I might think, well, if I'm not thinking about why I was matznia it, so maybe I was mevatel, I nullified my original das. I wanted to use it for something, but then I forgot. So I'm back to everybody else. I'm back to the regular shiurim that everybody else uses in Hilcha Shabbos. Kamash Malan, we say, no, that's the Chiddush. Hamatznia v'hotzio. Even if you forgot why you matznia, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Kamash Malan, kol ha'ose al das rishona hu ose. If you do an action, we could relate it back to your original da'as, and therefore this would be good enough, and one would be chayiv in this case, even for the smaller shiur.
How does that fit with Ben Halal Ralan? Rambam
explained that you just have to create that before Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes along, you can create something new.
So here, the case is you will matznia it
before Shabbos, and you've already determined that a small amount is chashiv to you,
correct.
And then you forgot.
So the Gemara's question was,
according to the Tosafos Chaim, you're saying the matznia was the chiddush that you had to do that before Shabbos. Right. Okay, you could have said that he would answer that, you know, even if you're motzi, but we're talking about you were matznia before Shabbos. Okay, you don't have to say, okay, nechinami, I hear the Gemara might have been able to say that as the chiddush according to that chiddush of the Tosafos Chaim. That's true. Anyway, the Gemara says, though, ma'ad tema, you might say that his original machshava was nisbatel and nullified. We say no, kala ose al das rishona hu ose. So even though that comes up here in a small detail of meleches hotza'ah, that is a principle that comes up in many places in halacha. Just to mention two of them. By mitzvos. Comes up by mitzvos. The halacha is that one requires to spin the string for tzitzis lishma. Making the wool into string. So that is a part of the mitzvah, the heksher mitzvah of tzitzis. Heksher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. It's a heksher mitzvah that even the Torah alludes to. Va'asu lehem tzitzis. And the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Yud Aleph, hachutin sarach sheyihu tivuyin lishman. The tzitzis, the threads, have to be nitva lishma. That's why tzitzis have to have hashkachas, to make sure that the tviya was done lishma. The Rama says, v'yish machmir and afil lenapsan lishman. Some of the chumra even to do niputs. That's one of the lamates malachis. Menapso. That's the combing of a raw material, not combing of your hair. Combing of your hair is not niputs. Niputs is specifically combing of the wool, making it straight before I make it into threads. Menafso. So some say that should also be done lishma. V'haminag lahaka benipitz. Okay, there are mock quotes that the minag is to be makel. But the tviya, the Shulchan Aruch says, has to be done lishma. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, sheyomar bitchilas hativui shehu osa kem l'shem tzitzis. That he says at the beginning of the spinning process of making the threads, he's doing this l'shem tzitzis. Oh, sheyomar le'isha. Tavili tzitzis latalas v'chulu, and if they weren't mituve, if they weren't, they didn't have spinning lishman psulin. They are pasul. What if a nachri? What if a non-Jew does the tviyah but with the Yisrael omen al gamba? That's the machlokas Rambam Rush. The Rambam says that's pasul. The Rush says it's kasher. Either way, this is the halacha of tviyah lishma. But the language of the Shulchan Aruch was that he should say betchilas tviyah, just like if anybody's ever made tzitzis, we put the tzitzis on the beket lishma l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Shem mitzvah tzitzis before one puts the strings onto the beggar. So lechadchila, again, one should say this out loud, not just think it. And the Prima Gadim says right here, v'day bazeh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, v'day bazeh afilu yoma achra. Even saying it one day, let's say it takes a few days to spin the threads for the tzitzis, even saying it one day, that's good enough for the next day. We don't say it's got to be like within the, without a Hesach Hadas. Even for the next day. Distama su lishmakoi. Because mistama, right at the beginning, when you start at lishma, so then the rest of it continues. The kava oseh, al das rishona oseh. Because if you start, so then mistama, it continues quoting our Gemara. And if you look in the Shalatzion here, he says, he quotes the, who he's quoting here, the Prima Gadim, that even different days work. And then he says, v'chein mashma b'shabes sadgalef amad alef ayin sham. Then he quotes, yeah, that's this is what it sounds like, for the Prima Gadim on the Shabbos HaDegalef. So here, the Mishnah Berurah is Gilyon Hashas-like, without explaining what he means. He just quotes the source and says, figure it out yourself. So what does it mean? This pashtus of our line is that it's not the same day. If you're Matzniya something and then later on you forget, pashtus is a different day. Not the same day that you were Matzniyah, and then you brought it out. So that seems to be the raya that the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Prima Gadim, that this principle of Kol Ha'oseh could even apply when it's not the same day. Number one. We also paskin that even if one is not involved in the mitzvah yet, the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchas Shofar, what if somebody on his way to shul is thinking, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm going to fulfill it right beforehand. And then, all of a sudden, when it comes to Lamnat Seach, and it comes to the brachas, he loses focus. He's listening, and he says, I'm into the brachas, but he doesn't have kavana, latzei, sidei, chavaso. So the Magen Avraham says, it's still okay. Because kala osa, that's rishonu osa. Right before you did the mitzvah, that's still enough to can be considered kol ha'oseh following the original machshava. Okay, this is a principle that comes up by Gittin, comes up other places, kol ha'oseh by afias hamatzah, l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So this comes up in various places, but one of the sources is right here by the malacha of hosah. Okay, we continue. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mechayiv Haya Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. He was Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Mechayiv Haya Rabbi Meir. Af bemotzi chita achas lezria. Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv, even if you carry out one seed for Zria. Says the Gemara Pshita. Kol Shutzan. That's pretty obvious. Rabbi Meir is always Stamad Masnisan. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, so our Mishnah says Kol Shehu. So of course, one seed. So the Gemara says no. Ma'u detema Kol Shehu la'afukimi groger is. You might think Kol Shehu in our Mishnah is not literally any tiny amount. It just means it's less than the other shiurim for food. It's less than grogeris. Ula olam adika kezayis. But really, you need at least a kezayis, which is the shiurim of kalatarakula. When you think of a shiur, you think kezayis. As we discussed yesterday, what's the shiur of a kezayis? How many baits in bismanazeh, the tzlach, and others. But you might have said that less than grogeris, but not mamisha kol shehu. Kamash malan, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. No, literally kol shehu. Any tiny amount is good enough for the malacha of Hotza'ah on Shabbos.
This is only if you were Matzniya?
If one was, let's say, Motzi for a certain purpose. Right here, you skip the Matzniya step. Remember we mentioned that was the Havamina. The Matzniya Chiddush was only to say even if you forgot it. But if you're Matzniya, if you're Motzi it for a certain purpose, and you might have that purpose in mind right now, then even before, without having the Hatzna'ah before. Maskefla, Rav Yitzchak, Brei Rav Yehuda, Ella, Me'ata, Chishev lahotzi kol beso. Hachanami to lo machayev adamafek lekule. What, you're telling me that the malach of Otsa always goes by your machshavas? So what if I think to take out my entire house, all of my belongings, so I'm not going to be chayev until I take out my entire house? Because you're telling me the malach of Otsa always goes by machshava? And the Pnei Yeshua says, this Havamina is specifically a Hotza'a Havamina, that it purely goes by Machshava. Vanu Linias Daiti, says the Pnei Yeshua right here, De Mehach Svar Agufa Makshe, De Vade Milsa De Pshitahi, De Chita Achas Lezriya Lo Shriya Klaber O Bnei Adam. One little seed is not common for one person to carry out. V'yem Kain, really, it's Pachos B'Kashir. You should be Pater, just like writing one letter for Ksiva, and being Oreg Chut Echad, even though it's Chashev Be'enov L'Shum Tzarech, even though this guy might think one letter is important for him, but objectively, it's Chatzi Shira, Chatzi Malacha, and he's Pater. Im Kein, Maishna Mechitachas. So why is it by, if I write one letter, or if I weave one letter, I'm going to be Pater, and here all of a sudden by Osa, I'm going to be Chayev for Chita Achas. V'yal Karkach Hayna Mishum, The Shir Hotsa'a lo dummy l'shir shari surim melecha Shabbos. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it must be that the Shir of Hotsa'a is different. It's more subjective than any other malacha. Shahadavar masur l'chachamim. L'kal echad ve'echad l'fi achashivus. The Chachamim figured it out. Right, we had that principle a number of times already. Davar masur l'chachamim. It's up to the Chachamim to figure out what the parameters for this malacha d'oraisa is. By all others, they objectified. Here the Chachamim figure it out. Avogav, the b'shem yishimah mechavinim b'kiagav, rakimu shishir chash lor b'nei adam. He continues, by Hotzah, yishlon alopotro. But by Hotzah, that's why you can have such a havamina. You have kavana for your whole house. Because you see, and one can even look at the material. Why there's so many prakim? There's so many mishnayis where we have Hotzah, the shear of this, the shear of that, the shear of this, the shear of that. We don't have that by any other malacha. Such an emphasis. The answer is, says the Pnei Yeshua, Hotzah is unique. Hotzah is so subjective. Maybe it relates to what we discussed back on Daf Beis, right? 89 blot ago, when we discussed the malacha of Hotzah being inferior to other malachas. Hotzah is a malacha geruah. You're not accomplishing anything. Not accomplishing anything, right? It's inferior, and that's why Tosva says the Masechta has to start off with Hotzah, because you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. That's why we're going to have 6 days from now, Bezrah Mandaf Sadak Vav. You need a source in the Torah for Hotzah, even though you don't need a source for all the other malachas. It just says L'Sazakal Malacha. You need a specific pasuk for Hotzah, because you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. So maybe here too, it's on such shaky ground, the Rabbanan have to give their 2 cents and say, the shear for this, the shear for that, the shear for this, the shear for that, because it's different. And that's why you can even have such an amazing havamina here that you might, if you have in mind to carry out a tremendous amount, you're not going to be chayav until you carry out that tremendous amount. That's the havamina. Either way, we reject it. The Gemara answers no. Hasam bat leidaito etzo kal adam, meaning lechumra will be mechayav you for less than the average shear. We're not going to say bat leidaitacha because you're machshavit, you're achshavei. But more than this, no, you can't say that, because this is a shear that's good enough for most people in the world, and therefore, just because you carry out, have in mind, more than that, we say, Batla Daitacha Yitzakal Adam. By the way, that's also going to come up on tomorrow's daf in terms of how to carry out. What if I carry out in an unusual way, I still might say, Batla Daito, if it's not common.
So, what if the Kol Shehu, I would think that principle would also apply with going with a lower amount than what...
Right, so we're saying, but once you carry out a lower amount, then you're machshev it. Once you're machshev it, then you've taken yourself out of kol adam, and you're going to be chayiv even for less. But lakula, we're not going to say it. But everyone else, even if there's a matzniya that carried out a tiny, that was matzniya and focused on a little amount, if anybody else comes along and carries that out, he's going to be potter. So matzisan zelok Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The mission is against Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya, who we had once earlier, klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Kol she'eino kasher lahatzniya vein matzniya and kamahu. Anything that is not a significant amount to be matzniya, and people don't matzniya that size. Hukshar lazeh vehitzniyo, and this one person was matzniya it uba acher vahotzi nischayev zeh b'machshavaso shel zeh. I'm going to be chayev for his hatznab. Once he gave it significance, he was machshavit. I can be chayev for that ma'aseh hotzah. That's what Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, but our Mishnah does not say that. Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman, hotzi ki grogeris la achila v'nimla chalei lezria. Let's say I carry out a grogeris, which is the shear for eating, and I have in mind to eat it. And then I decide, you know what? I'm going to plant it. It was some seeds. I was going to eat the seeds. Then I said, you know what? I'm going to plant these seeds. Inami lezria v'nimla chalei lachila, or the opposite. Chayiv. I'm chayiv in that case. So the Gemara says, gee, that's pretty obvious. You carried out a grogeris. A grogeris is enough for eating, and it's enough for those seeding. It's the larger shear. Zilhacha ikashira, zilhacha ikashira. What's the chiddush of that statement of Rav Nachman? In both cases, whatever your machshava was, you already thought about the requisite shear. The shear that you carried out was enough. So Gemara says, no. Mahu detema be'inon akira vahanacha. Bechada machshava v'haleka kamash malan. You might think for the malacha of Hotzah, your machshava has to be constant throughout. The same machshava, kamash one, does not have to be. We discussed at length in the first perek, is the malacha of Hotzah, is the root of it the continuous maisa, Or is it just the focus, the Akira and the Hanacha, separately? So, this Havamina Maskana relates to that. Kamashvalan, your Machshava does not have to be the same. You could have different purposes in mind, but as long as the Shir is enough for those purposes, one would be Chayiv. Boy Rav, now we have a couple of other fascinating questions that relate to the root of the Malacha of Hotza'ah. The Akira, the Hanacha, the transfer between, says Rava. If I take out half of a grogeris to plant. So again, lizria, even one tiny little amount. So that should be good. Vitavcha, but then it blows up. It swells up. The chatzi grogeris, maybe it gets moist, it swells up. And nimlachalilachila. And now it's the size of a grogeris, and now I want to eat it. So mahu. So what do I say in that case? In tim salomar, if I want to say in the first case, hasam hu demachayiv, dizalhacha yikashira, vizalhacha yikashira, in the first case of Rav Nachman, whatever you were thinking, there was the requisite shear throughout. But hacha, kiba de be'idna de afka, lo havi be shear achila lo machayev. But here, by the end, what's your machshava to eat it? If you think back when you carried it out, you didn't have enough to eat it. It was only a half a grogeris. So maybe you shouldn't be chayev. Because here, if you put together all the machshavas, you put together all the shiurim that it was, it does not fulfill. O Dilma, or do I say no? Kivan, de'ilu ishtik, v'lo chashev olei, mechayev ha-machshava d'zriya, since I wouldn't have changed my mind. At the first moment, the Akira was an Akira ha-michayeves. And here, there's a hanacha, ha-michayeves. At each moment, whatever I was thinking, there was enough of a shiur for that. So, hashanami mechayev, so here also I should be chayev. Again, the root issue, how much is the malacha in an Akira slash hanacha one continuum? Or is it you can look at each stage separately, and they're two ingredients, but you don't need the continuum. That could be their root issue. And building on that, v'yentim salo markivan de'ilu ishtik, v'lo chashav alei, mechayev ha-machshav ha-dezriya, hashanami mechayev. And if you say the second possibility, that if you wouldn't have changed your machshava, then you'd be chayiv, so do your chayiv here. Hotzi kigro. What about this case? The opposite. Hotzi kigro gris la achila. I brought out a grogeris to eat. So far, so bad. Right? I'm going to be chayiv. Vitsamka. But then it shrivels up. It shrivels up. Vinimachalizriya. But then I changed my mind. I'm going to plant it. Same type of idea. Mahu. Hacha here. Vada ki ishtik amachshava kamaisalom machayiv. Here, if I wouldn't have changed my mind, I would not be chayiv. Because by the time I got to the hanacha, it's too small for the eating. O Dilma, or again, no. Basar hashtaz linu machayev. Or I say, no, right now it's good enough, so I'm chayev for that. Final question. V'yimtim salom are building on that. Basar hashtaz linu on umachayev. And if I say, well, you go after right now, umachayev, and I'd be chayev in that case. What about this case? Hotzi kegrogeris la'achila. If I carry out a grogeris to eat, wonderful. Vitzamka, and then it shrivels up. V'chazra v'tavcha, but then it blows up again. Mahu. So again, it's big, it's small, it's big. Yesh dichui le'inyin Shabbos, or ain't dichui le'inyin Shabbos. Do I say, once the object was nidche from being the shear for the malacha, it's rejected, or not? Teku. None of these questions are answered, but again, they all go to the root of the malacha of Hotza'ah. Good. We continue though now. Zarak, more Hotza issues. Zarak, Kizayis Truma, Labayis Tame Mahu. What if I throw a Kizayis of Truma into a Tame house? Into a Tame house. So, find your Matame, the Truma. That's true. That's not the question here. The question is a Hilchas Shabbos question. Usually one requires, as we know, a grogeris, which is larger than a kezias. Grogeris, the size of a dried fig. So you usually need that for the malacha of Hotza'ah. Zerika through the Arishus is also a form of Hotza'ah. But what about this case? If I throw the kezias of Shuma into a Tameh house, Mahu, what's the Shaila? Lamai. What are you asking about? I le'inyin Shabbos. Kigrogeris be'inan. If it's a Hilchas Shabbos question, what do you mean? You need a grogeris. You need a larger shear than a kezias. What, you a motzi from the street to a house? Rosh Hashanah, there's a yachid, you need the size of a grogeris. This is too small. E le'inyin tuma. Are you asking le'inyin tuma? What's the question, le'inyin tuma? Rashi explains, and this is Rashi Shita all over Shas, this is also the Shita of the Rambam, that for food to become tameh, any tiny amount of food can become tameh. But to be matame others, Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam is a whole area of halach, Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. For Tumas Ochlin, for food to to make something else tamei. So that requires a kibetza. That requires the size of an egg. Right, it's a larger shear. To become tameh and to be mit tameh are different shiurim. So that's the Gemara. Ila inyan tuma, other rishon in Balitosvas, right here, on Amud Beis, Balitosvas say that no, even to become tameh requires a beitza. So the Gemara flows a little smoother for them, but we go with Rashi. Ila inyan tuma, are you asking regarding tuma, meaning this item that you threw in, can it be mit tameh something else? Kebeitza ochlin be'inan. You need the size of a beitza. So what's the question? What are you asking about? You threw a kazayas or truma into a house. What's your shiloh? So the Gemara says, the olam lenyan Shabbos. Really, we're asking, it's a Shabbos question. Ukigon de'ika pachos mikabetza ochlin. Inside the house, there already is smaller than the size of an egg of food. Vahai mashlimo lebetza. And now your kazayas that you throw in is mashlim the shear. Now you have an entire betza of food in the house. So my, this is the shayla. Mida mitztarev le'inyan tuma mechayev nami le'inyan Shabbos. Do we say, well, since for Hilchas tuma your zrika was significant, so maybe so too for Hilchas Shabbos your zrika should be significant, right? Now your food can be matani others, so too for Shabbos. Do we say that? O dilma, do we say no? Kol inyan Shabbos kagrovas b'inan. What are you comparing the two? What are you comparing the two? There's Shabbos, and there's Tumah. So that's the Shiloh. Do we say, Migu, since it works, Le'inyan, a principle that comes up in various places in Shas, first parak in Sukkah has a similar line. Do we say, since it's significant, Le'inyan Shabbos, it's significant, Le'inyan Tumah, it's significant Le'inyan Shabbos, or vice versa. So but even before we do, we answer that, there's a very important question that the Sefer HaKovetz asks. In the back of the Rambam, in the Frankel Rambam, the Sefer HaKovetz asks, you're throwing the Truma in to the house. It's becoming tame. Isn't that makalkel? Aren't you destroying, you're making the truma into truma tamea, you no longer can eat it, you have to burn it. Isn't that makalkel destruction? And we know, makalkel on Shabbos is putter. So what's the whole question here? You're being makalkel. That's the Sefer HaKovetz in the back of the Rambam on this halacha in the end of Perek Yud Ches. He says, v'tzarachian, imari b'keag avra shekazavti, heichis chayiv, Ha'avi makalkel v'dochik lomar, and it's dochik to say that we're talking about your friend's truma, and you're just trying to get nekama on your friend, like the Rambam discusses earlier. If you burn down your friend's house, you're chayiv, even though it's makalkel, because your anger has subsided by destroying your friend's property. Doesn't sound like you're talking about your friend's truma, and you're doing it to get revenge. So he says, oh, maybe we're talking about a case where you have truma that was already suffik tameh. So it's not really makalkel. Okay, that's the Sefer HaKovetz. But there are two other answers given by the Achronim that are very Yesodistic. Number one, some Achronim say, maybe there's no Ptur Mekalkel by the Malacha of Hotza'ah. That's what some suggest. Which the Svara could be what we related to earlier, and that is, Mekalkel is that if you've ruined the item. If Hotza'ah is a Malacha Geruah, because it's not about doing anything to the Chefsa, it's just the act itself, that maybe that's why there's no Ptur Mekalkel by the Malacha of Hotza'ah. One suggestion. The other suggestion, the Afi Kayam suggests, is that maybe there's no Ptur Mekalkel by a halachic ruining, only by a physical ruining. Just because halachically this became Tamei, you can't treat that as Mekalkel. So three different suggestions. Either it's Safik Tamei already, or there's no Ptur Mekalkel by Hotza'ah, or Mekalkel only applies by something physically getting ruined, or worse, but not if it is just a halachic ruining. Good. So the Gemara says, continue. So do we say, once you throw this in, because for Hilchas Tumah it has significance, so to for Hilchas Shabbos or not? So Amar Leh, Tani Tua, so we learned it already. Abishal Omer, Abishal says in a Braisa, Shtei Halechem V'Lechem HaPanim, how much Shtei Halechem, or the Lechem HaPanim do I have to carry out? Shi'uran Kigrogeris. Right, if the Kohanim, we know that the Kohanim switched their Mishmaros on Shabbos. That's when they got their Lechem upon him. Right, remember the Kohanim, a few Kohanim go on one side of the Shulchan, on the other side they go, 1, 2, 3, switch! And the Kohanim that bring in the new Lechem upon him, push it in from one side, and the other Kohanim bring it out from the other side. Right, the Lechem upon him have to be like Tamid. Lashon of Tamid is used, so some Tanam means it can't be even for a second without the Lechem. So, what if I carry out the Lechem upon him on Shabbos? So, Shiur Kigrogeris. Goes like the shear is a grogeris, which again is a larger shear. V'amai, but what do you mean? Why is it a grogeris? Lema, why don't I say, midil'inyin yotze b'kizayis, l'inyin Shabbos nami b'kizayis. If I carry out the lechem upon him, it's nifsal biyotze, it's nifsal even just a kizayis. So I should say, if for the psul yotze, a kizayis is significant, so too for Shabbos is significant. But you don't say that, right? You still say the shear is a grogaris. So you see, you don't say that svara. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, hachi hashu, you cannot compare those two cases. Hasa, over there, by the lechem apanim, is not simultaneous. Hasa, mida afke chutz lachomes ha'azara, if salai biyotze, once I went out of the azara, it's already nifsal. Ashabis lo machayev adamafik leil rishas harabim, but it's still not rishas harabim, right? It's still surrounded. Surrounded either in the Ezra's not Rashi quotes, either in the Ezra's Nashim or in the Chael, which is right outside. So that's not simultaneous. That's why you're not going to say, since it's significant for this, it's significant for that. Because it's not simultaneous. The psul of Yotze happens before the Hotzah of Shabbos. Hacha, but over here, throwing the Truma, Shabbos v'tumah, v'hadi adadi kasyan. It happens at the exact same time, so it could be that it would be, it's still an open question. The question is not answered. It still could be that since it's significant, le'inyin truma, it is significant, le'inyin Shabbos. Okay. Let me ask the Rashbi here says, what about truma? What about carrying truma out? So the Rashbi himself says, I think truma this year would be a kazayas also, because it's a mitzvah daraisa to eat truma. It's a daraisa to eat truma, so that's why it's true or be kazayas. The chashuke chemed, today's dose of Chashukei Chemed. Chashukei Chemed asks, why does the Dafka say Lechem Apanim here? What about any Kachim? Why Dafka Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Alechem? Why not any Kachim, any Karban? Why did the Dafka say that? So he says, it's another question. La'asilavo, when, as we know, based on the Gemara Maseches Yuma, when Bracha was Be'isa, and you could just eat a little bit of Lechem Apanim and be satiated, what's going to be the malacha for Hotza'a? If there's a little bit of food, that's going to satiate. Now we know the shear food is grogerous. But what if there's going to be a little bit of food that's going to satiate? La'asilavo, kishayochlu ma'ar v'yispo, matiyashir Hotza'a? That's the question. So he quotes the question of the Tosos Chaim, Rabbi Nachum Zemo, why does it only say lechem apanim, not the shei lechem, and not other kachim? So he quotes from his father-in-law, Rebbe Yashiv, to be metareitz, based on that Gemara in Yuma, that Bizman Shimon HaTzadik, there was bracha be'isa, even a smaller amount satiated, and l'chora, Rebbe Yashiv says, Mesama, they benched on that. Because what's the din of benching? You have to bench when you're satiated. So even if it's b'derech neis, that you're satiated with a little bit, l'chora, there's a chiv d'arais at the bench. But what does the Gemara say? The Gemara emphasizes shiur kagrogris. Maybe that's why the Gemara picks these two, because these two we know from elsewhere. There was a special neis that occurred, Bizman HaMikdash, that it satiated the Kohanim, even though they would only eat a little bit. So the Gemara says in Yumalam Mates. So maybe that's the emphasis that Afal Pikein, the shear for Hotza'a, is grogerous. Maybe that's the Chiddush. Afal Pikein, shear and grogerous, because all shear of food are grogerous. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai. And therefore he says, Lefize, Aflasilavo, shiurim will be grogerous. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai. L'chora, that's what he suggests, why the Gemara mentions these, and not the other karbanos. Because the other karbanos, you don't have such a chazal, where a little bit of the karban is going to be able to satiate. Okay, there's a lot more there. We'll continue though. Says the Gemara, Chazar v'echniso eino chayev ala kishiuro. Again, like the Mishnah said, if somebody, after they were matzniya it, and then they brought it out, then they changed their mind, they're bringing it back in, so you go back to the regular shear, and chayvela kishiyura. So Gemara says, it's obvious. He already was mevatel, his original machshava. Right? He was going in a different direction. Amar Abaya, hacha b'mayaskinon, kagon shezarko la'otzar umakomo nikar. Now the case is where you threw it into the storage room, but it didn't get mixed up with all the other items. So therefore, I might have said, Ma'u detema kibetu makomo nikar bimilse kamaisa ko'i. Since the makom is still nikar, maybe this wasn't a bitul adas. He didn't throw it to a place where it got mixed up. He threw it to a place, but he's still planning to use it for whatever usage he originally had. Kamash malan, mi dezarke lo'otzar bitule batle. You see, no, once you threw it into that storage room, even if it's not mixed up yet, we still say you were mevatel, the original, your original das. Good. Says the Mishnah. Again, if we have time, we'll come back to one or two other points. But says the Mishnah. Hamotzi, ochlin, udasan al-heskopa. What if I'm carrying out food, and I carry it out, and I take a break in the middle. I put it on the threshold, the iskopa. Remember, back from the first paragraph, we spoke about an iskopa, which we'll see in the Gemara, is a karmelis, which is the middle quasi rishos harabim de rabbanon. Carmelis. So, hamotzi ochlen rosan laskopa. If I put it onto the iskopa, bein shechazar v'hotzion, bein shehotzion acher, whether I then went and continued and took it out, or others took it out, pater, bepnei shelo asa malachta b'masachas. Because I didn't do a malacha at one time. Why do we talk about food here? Anything. Why does the Mishnah specify food? So the Sfasemes has an important ha'ara. He says, what if you're carrying out something very heavy? And it's normal to take a break while you carry it out. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Here, the iskopa is a hefsik and breaks up the malacha because it's not normal if you're carrying out food to take a break in the middle and put it down on the iskopa. But if you're carrying out something very heavy, you're like, I'll put it down for a second. Okay, let's continue. And then you carry out the next piece. So maybe that would not be a problem. That would not be a break in the malacha, and you'd be chayav daraisa. Similar to what we had in the first paragraph. Remember, we had the two types of amida, omid lafush. Right, we said, what if you're taking a break only to, you know, fix the bundle on the animal? Or you're taking a break only to, or to take a rest. So if you're taking a rest, that's a break. If you're just fixing the bundle, so then that is not a break. We spoke about the chashuke chemed then. What about stopping at a red light? What's that considered? Whether that's considered omi lafush or not. Anyway, so the Sfasema says, here too, maybe it would be a similar idea of carrying out something very heavy, that's the diuk of the Mishnah. We speak about food, which is something very light. Good. Kupa shimalea peros, unasan alis kobachitzona. What if I have a box of fruit? One package of fruit. And I put it down on the karmelis. I put it down on the iskopa. Afa pisha rov peros mi bachutz. Even though a lot of the fruit is already outside. Putter? Still putter. She'ache yoti is called a kupa. Until you take out the whole box. So we're going to talk more about that in the Gemara, what exactly is the case. But the pashas is you have a whole bag of a whole container of fruit, and you put it down on the edge. Some of the fruit is totally outside. But the container, the fact that it's all one unit, and it's in the container, that makes you not chayef for hosa yet until you carry out the entire container. So we'll get to that soon, but first we have hayiskopa mai. What is that? What's the status of the iskopa? So we already said this, but now the Gemara says it. Ilei meskopa rishos harabim. If we're talking about an iskopa that has the status of the street, so patur. What, you're going to be patur from the house to there? Hakamafik, be rishos hayachid, rishos harabim. That's an issa daraisa. So ela iskopa rishos hayachid. It must be the opposite. It's a rishos hayachid. Then the other problem. Bein shachazer votzian, bein shachazian acher patur. Hakamafik, be rishos hayachid, rishos harabim. So either way, it doesn't fit. So ela iskopa karmelis. It must be that you were talking about an iskopa that's a karmelis, and that's why there's only an issa d'rabbanan. V'hakamash balan taima d'nach b'karmelis. The reason that your potter here is because you took a break in the karmelis. Halo nach b'karmelis. If you didn't take a break, but you kept walking through the karmelis, mechayiv, that would be a chiyiv. And that relates to what we discussed back on Daf Hei, masiz d'lo keben azai. And the Mishnah would be then against Ben Azai, the Tanya, Hamotzi Michanus Laplatia Derech Stav. If you carry out from your store to the street through the area where there are benches, which we said was a Karmelis, Chayiv, the Tanakama says Chayiv, like our Mishnah is Mashma, or Ben Azai Poter, and Ben Azai would say Pater in that case. Good, that relates to the first line. But now we get into Kupa, Kupa Shimalea Peres. So we have 2 days in the Gemara here. What exactly is the case? That you have food, let's say you have fruit in the basket, and the Mishnah said, even though a bunch of the fruit are outside, still you are going to be putter. So 2 days. Amar Chizkia. First Chizkia says, Lo shanu ela bekupa malaya kishuin vitluin. What's the Mishnah talking about? A case where we're talking about long fruit. Long fruits and vegetables. So none of them are fully outside. Aval malaya chardal. But if it's filled with mustard seed, so then chayef. So then, even if the whole basket is not outside, but some of these items are fully outside, that's going to be good enough for chayiv. Alma, ksavar, Chizkia says, according to this interpretation, eged kli, lo shmei eged. Eged kli, the binding of the kli does not bind everything inside. Meaning, once you have certain items outside, then just because the rest of the kli is still inside, it doesn't keep it all inside. Eged kli, lo shmei eged, and therefore whatever's outside is considered outside. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, no, the Mishnah is not machalek. Afilu malea chardol pater. Even if the basket is full of chardol, and if a lot of the items are fully outside, you're still going to be pater. Alma ksavar eged kli shmei eged, because eged kli shmei eged, and the eged, the kli holds all the other fruit and mustard inside, even though it's physically outside. Amar Reb Zera, Masis Adol Chizkia Deka Velok Reb Yochanan Deka. Reb Zera points out that Mishnah is not like either of these opinions. Chizkia Lo Deka, why? Diktani, Achiyoti Es Kalakupa. The Mishnah says you have to take out the entire basket. Time at the Kalakupa. The only reason you're chayav is you need to carry out the whole basket. Hakala peros pater. But if you carried out entire fruit, you would be pater. That's against Chizkia. Alma Ksava Eged Klishme Eged. Because you see, it holds it back in. Rabbi Yochanan Lo Deka, also Rabbi Yochanan doesn't fit in. Diktani, Avo Bisharov Peros Bachutz, even if you have most fruit Bachutz. Taima, the Rov Peros, the only reason if it's because you have most of the fruit. Hakala Peros, if the entire fruit is outside. Avagav Da Agita, Kupa, Migavoi, even if the basket is still inside, Chayiv, you'd be Chayiv if it's the whole fruit. Al Maksavar Eged Klilosh Me Eged. So you see from that line of the Mishnah that it does not hold back what was already outside. The Elakasha, so it's a Kasha. So the Gemara says, each one will understand the Mishnah according to their opinion. Each one. But even before we see the answer, we're not going to see the answer until tomorrow, but each one will fit it in according to their Shita. This principle of Eged Kli, though, Shmei Eged, first of all, it's Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What exactly does it mean? Rashi's clear. Eged Kli is a specifically used here in terms of where something is considered to be. Something is not considered outside if the kli is holding it inside. If the kli is still inside, it's as if it's still inside. That's Rashi's formulation. If you look at the Rambam has a different formulation. The Rambam says, Eged kli shmei eged means, do we look at everything as one unit? That's the Rambam's lashon. Shaha kli mesim kol sheyeshbo kechefetz echad. The Rambam views everything as one unit. So that's much more general. So therefore, that's why, according to the Rambam's view, it can be generalized to other areas of halacha. Just to give you a couple of examples, the Shita Mekubetzes in Zvachim, the beginning of the fifth parak, Daf Mem Zayin, talks about that one has, we know, Shchitasan Batzafon, V'kibol Damam V'chisharis Batzafon. By Kachay Kachim, it has to be on the north side of the Azara. What if the Kli is the pail that you're catching it in, the Kli Shares, is a little bit on the north side and a little bit on the south side? So there, the Shita Mekubetzes says, Eged Kli is used. And therefore, even if a little bit of the kli is on the north side, and that's where you're catching the blood. If most of the kli is on the south side, it's pasul. Because eged kli shmei eged brings it down. So that could work even for Rashi's pshat. Or the Ritva and Makas, and Nafiv test, discusses, do we know that the azar is only chayiv for eating bikurim after it's brought into Yerushalayim? So what if it's on the border? Same type of question. So the Ritva there discusses, eged kli shmei eged will determine what you say there. But I saw quoted in the Chuvis Torah Lishma, that's the Ben Ishchai's Chuvis, he has a chumrah, which we don't hold of. He says, when you give shalach manos, you should make sure not to put it in the same basket. Why? Because if you put it in the same basket, eged kli shmei eged, it makes it be viewed as one unit, and then you only gave one. You only gave one thing. That's the chumrah. So we don't paskin that way, we're not machra that way, but the whole svara there is only based on the Rambam's idea. Because they were not talking about, placement. We're just talking about how to view things. But either way, the svara that the Chuvas Torah Lishma gives it's based on the sheet of the svara of the Rambam, but not based on the svara of Rashi. Okay, we'll have to see tomorrow, but I'm starting off with how does each Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan interpret the Mishnah according to their own shita, and then we'll get into other issues of Hotza'ah, carrying in an unusual way, and other issues that come up. Malachas Shem Yisrich Lagufa starts coming up a little bit in the next couple of days as well. Shayim Shasa'u. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir Beit Hashem is tonight.